Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
Steph's taking her sweatshirt off. She said she's getting hot.
Hey-o.
She's getting serious in here. Hey, what's up?
It was nice to turn off my heat yesterday.
Did you guys just turn it off yesterday? Did you turn it back on last night?
We turned it back on yesterday, and living in Wisconsin is so crazy.
Yeah, you know, at night it's going to get down in the 30s, but during the day.
And yes.
The weather again yesterday. I'm going to just stop doing the weather because last 2 days I've been saying, hey, it's going to rain. I've been saying, hey, it's going to rain. Look out, it's going to rain. And then yesterday I left to go to the 501 Escape early because I was like, well, it's not raining out now. I might as well go skate. So I went over to the Wanakee Skate Park, and it was a little breezy, but it was nice out yesterday.
Yes, and I thought of that while I was driving in for the 501 Escape. I'm like, wait, there's no rain. But then when I did get closer, it was spotty through some areas.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was drizzling a little bit, and then it was clear.
But not nearly as severe as they made it out to be.
Yeah, we thought thunderstorms were going to be happening.
I was watching a cable channel yesterday, and a severe thunderstorm warning came over on the cable channel. Like, it took over my cable channel. And then I went, oh, I'm going to flip over to one of the regular, channels here, the local channels. And when I did not know this. When the government takes over your TV with the emergency alert system, you can't change the channel.
Like, you can't change the channel.
We had Charter, and we lost complete function of our remote control. You couldn't turn the TV off. You couldn't pull the guide up to go to it. During the 45 seconds that message was on there, they had complete control of the TV.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I never knew that either.
Right in the middle of Forged in Fire.
Oh, sorry about that.
I know.
Good
morning to John and Lauren on our Facebook page. We got some of our Facebook Live feeders joining us. So what was the social experiment you did, Steph?
Now, when Jackson and I were referring to our 501 Escape, that's something that our radio station does. It's just a hang, 501 to 601, and the first one of the year happened yesterday. And on my drive in, I realized something was in my hair. It was a wad of toothpaste because I fell asleep taking a nap with my youngest daughter, and she had a toothbrush in her hand, and I was too tired. I'm like, it was helping her. She loves brushing her teeth right now.
Okay, but she fell asleep with toothpaste in her mouth?
No, on the toothbrush.
She was just holding it?
Yes.
But she wasn't? Okay. I mean, kids are weird. There's kids are very strange.
I know. And sure enough, a big streak of blue toothpaste was in my hair. And I realized it while I was already driving in. And it was all dried and crusty.
Yeah.
I didn't have any water. I'm like, forget it. I'll get there. Maybe I'll run to the bathroom and just run it underwater real quick. But then when we got there, it was like shaking hands, hugging everybody, getting a beer. So I'm like, I'm going to turn this into a social experiment. Everybody always says, oh, if somebody has something in their teeth, I'll let them know. Oh, if somebody has something in their hair, I'll let them know. And nobody does.
Not one person said anything.
No. And I was even showing off my hair on purpose to people like, oh, maybe I'll cut my hair. Do you think I should take off a couple inches maybe during the radiothon?
Maybe they thought you were trying to be like me and dye your hair blue because I got that little blue streak in the side of my hair.
I did think of
you. Those on the camera can see that a little bit. Maybe they thought that she was like, hey, a team thing there. And she was just trying to be a member of the team.
Maybe.
You should have done. Instead of washing out. Some people like to chew their hair.
Yes.
They already had toothpaste on it.
And that was one of my nervous habits for a while. When my hair was shorter, I would do this all the time.
Yeah. Now, I don't know, when there's toothpaste on it, it's almost like it's inviting you to. What are you chewing on your hair for? Hang on. I'm trying to freshen my breath up over here. I'm about to go meet 200 people at a bar.
Exactly.
And not one person said anything to you.
No. So are you somebody who says, oh, yeah, if somebody has something in their teeth, I try to. If I notice, I'm like, oh, hey, you got something, and I know you're going to be embarrassed no matter what. How are you? Like, if I had boogers hanging out, would you say, hey, Steph, you got something there?
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I'll say something to you. Because I'm not trying to embarrass you. I think some people are like, oh, I don't want to embarrass this person by telling them that something very normal has happened.
Yes.
Like, we all have flies on our pants. Mm. We all have boogers in our nose. Like, that's part of being a person. And if the fly's down and there's a booger down, you're not embarrassing that person. You're saving them from embarrassment. Like, my wife had a meeting with a client.
Uh-oh.
And ladies who wear dresses, how many times have you done this? You went to the bathroom and you got up and you tucked your dress into your underwear.
Oh, no.
So my wife comes home and I went, hey, and she had on a sweater. She took her sweater off, and okay. I went, hey, your underwear, your dress is in your underwear. And I could see all booty. I was like, it's a booty advertisement over here. You know? And she was like, no. And I went, why? She goes, I was just with a client. And you know, and we're standing next to each other in line at the coffee shop. And I said, were you wearing that sweater? And she goes, yeah. And she put it on. And she goes, oh, I think I was wearing it while I was in there. I hope she would say something.
Oh,
and I'm like,
man.
I imagine she would. You can't just let somebody run around with their underwear showing
yes.
like that. But don't be afraid to embarrass someone. Not telling them is embarrassing.
And if you just do it in a nice way, I usually just say, oh, hey, you have something right here.
Yeah,
or, hey, you got a little something.
Hey, 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 you got a big old booger hanging out your face.
Yes.
But yeah, probably not do that.
Now, have you ever...
I can see your wiener. You know, like, hey, you giving out hot dogs, huh? No, your fly's down. Okay.
Have you ever tried to politely tell someone and they were rude back to you or were very upset?
That's another thing. No.
Okay.
So I wonder why it is people do. Have you ever said, hey, you got? And they've been like, oh my God, why would you tell me that?
No, you're right.
It's always been like,
ever,
oh my God, thank you so much. Lord, thank you. Did I get that? You got a little schmutz on it. Oh, thank you. Did I get that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then now they're worried about if they've got that. They've never fought back.
They might get a little red in the face because
sure.
you just naturally get a little embarrassed. Like, oh, okay.
Oh, how dare I? Oh, yeah. I did a little social experiment on Facebook because everyone loves to correct people.
Yes.
So I posted a picture. I was going to the bank, and I never have these bills because my wife handles the money. But I had some hundies. We got a deposit on a wedding. Government, if you're not listening, it was a gift.
Yeah.
So we got some money. So I was taking it to the bank. Before I did, I took a picture of it because I noticed that, number one, Ben Franklin looks incredibly disappointed in you. He looks like very disappointed in your life decisions on what you're doing with the money that his face is on. But I made a post, and then I wrote on there, President Franklin looks very disappointed in you. And then I wrote at the bottom of it, the over-under is at 9.
Okay.
What I mean by that, the over-under is, it's a gambling term for, do you think it'll be over this amount of times or under this amount of times? And what I was guessing without saying it was, how many times will someone correct me that Benjamin Franklin was not a president? And I'm very proud of people, but I think they figured out what I was doing.
Yes.
Because it started off a little strong, but then we fizzled out around 7. We didn't quite get to 10, but there's times where I'll get 50 of those. They just love to correct you. And I had to do a social experiment to see how people were feeling. Because they don't want to know about your life. They don't want to tell you about theirs. They want to correct your grammar, your spelling, and your information, and your opinion. They want to correct your opinion to their opinion.
Yes. And I caught on to that Facebook post because I saw right away when people were like, Franklin was never president. Actually, that went right over my head. From your post, I thought you were asking over under about, do you think he looks disappointed or do you think he's But then as soon as people started saying, he was never president, then you started commenting back like, one,
yes,
two.
I was dropping the numbers on there.
Oh, that's what he was referring to.
Yeah.
And then I was just impressed that you had some Benjamins in your pocket.
But a fun little social experiment there. I'd like to do another one because I've been noticing this a lot, and I'm going to talk about this on the upcoming episode of my podcast. I'm going to call this a segment, Jackson's Soapbox. I was driving through Middleton yesterday, and I'm at the corner of University Avenue and Midvale.
Yeah.
Very busy intersection. And it was at about 3:00. An old lady was crossing the street. And due to her being old, it took her a little while longer to get across the street. And the light changed.
Okay.
And some dude sitting there beeps his horn at her.
Oh, geez.
Blew a horn at an old lady
who's
just trying to cross the street. And a few days ago, the same, just down the road from there, there was another intersection. There's a bunch of cars piled up. It's 5:00, and they're waiting to go through in, you know, a stoplight, and they're waiting, you know, politely, and an ambulance is coming. So now these cars have to get out of the way, okay? But you could see that these cars, that one of the options that they had was turn down this other road, which would take you off the path that you're going, but would now clear the way to this ambulance. And people wouldn't do it.
Oh my gosh.
And it's almost like they made the decision of, I understand that the car, this vehicle behind me is carrying someone who could possibly be losing their life. And they need to get to a hospital immediately. But I'm not going to inconvenience my day for 3 minutes to make sure this person gets to the hospital safely. Get out of the way.
Yes.
Like, I want to do some social experiments and start walking old people slowly across the street. Start bringing ambulances in. See how many people actually really get out of the way and how many people just don't.
All right, going back real quick to the social experiment of correcting.
Yeah. What did I do?
You didn't do anything. It was me.
You've been corrected?
I've been corrected.
Was your grammar corrected?
It wasn't my grammar. It was my spelling. I spelled Celine Dion's name wrong. And Scott, I love it that it was a man who corrected me. Scott was like, I already corrected your Therapy Thursday post about Celine Dion.
He loves Celine Dion. That's why.
Ooh.
Big Celine Dion fan. You may have offended him there. He's got concert t-shirts. He's got posters. He's seen her, what is it, like 20, 25 times you've seen her?
Yeah,
Scott?
You are so good. I totally was believing you. You put it a little too far when you said 20 times, but you had me going for a little bit.
Our buddy Front Row John has seen Eric Church, and I'm not kidding on this one, has seen Eric Church 25 times in the last 3 years.
Who have you seen the most in your concert experience? And I know you don't really care for big crowds,
well, it's
but...
He's got one extra time because of a Storyteller's Jam.
Okay.
But Chris Stapleton.
Oh.
Seen him three times. Yeah.
That's a lot for you.
Yeah. Other than that, it would be Marilyn Manson. I've seen him twice.
Do you want to guess who has been my concert?
I know this one. It's got to be Blake, right?
No. I've seen Blake several times, but when it comes to concerts and how many times I've seen this band.
Oh, yes, of course. DMB, everybody.
Matthews Band.
A lot of folks will be playing that on Saturday. Hey, guys, let's chill out and play some Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Saturday 420. Oh, my gosh. Stop with that joke. It's so old.
It's not a joke.
Nobody knows what you're talking about anymore.
Okay, then I'll explain. Dave Matthews Band emptied their bus toilets over a bridge in Chicago while a boat of tourists drove underneath it. Dave Matthews pooped on a bunch of people. That's what it is.
But yes, that is who I have
seen
the most.
How many times have you seen
them? I think over 30, because a lot of times...
Are you serious?
Well, at Alpine Valley, it's two dates, and we would go for both dates in the summer, every single summer.
How much are tickets? Like, how much do you think you've spent seeing Dave Matthews?
Well,
we
would always get the lawn tickets. And because of
you're frugal.
I know, I'm frugal. Yeah. And the work perk, working in radio. You should get free hookup when it comes to concert tickets. But yeah, the lawn tickets used to be cheap. They've gone up in price now. So I don't know. But
so which fiddle solo was your favorite? Which 35-minute fiddle solo? That guy burns down a fiddle.
So here's my thing. I go for the experience. My husband, he knows every lyric to every song. I'm just like, I'm out there doing my Dave Matthews Band dance.
so they're doing the hippie dances?
Yeah.
And
the tailgate experience is like none other. That's where I got hooked, where it was just so much fun at Alpine Valley, and the tailgating is so much fun. Everybody's in a good mood. You just walk around to everybody's beer pong tables.
I bet it's a lot more fun in states where marijuana is legal.
It has nothing to do with that.
Breaking the law is fun. I'm down on that. Okay.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I've liked seeing Dave Matthews Band at Alpine Valley way more than my experience in San Diego.
Really?
San Diego was so boring because everybody was too stoned. They were just like sitting on the grass.
I've heard this about California.
Lame.
Their sports fans aren't really all that great. Because,
they're not.
Well, because here in Wisconsin, we don't really have a whole lot going on. No offense, Wisconsin, but we don't have sunny and 75 all year round.
Mm-hmm.
So we really got to take advantage. Where when you've got a beach, bunch of hot blonde people, beautiful weather, you know what?
Yep.
Are you really that excited about anything? You know, like it's when it's Christmas all day long or all year long, are you really excited about that one day a year? Not really, you know?
Yeah, so the first time I ever went to see Dave Matthews Band in San Diego, everybody was sitting in the grass. I'm like, what? This is lame. At Alpine Valley, everybody's standing, dancing. So I was the weirdo. When I got to the grass, I'm like, come on. And he was doing an awesome song. I'm like, come on, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Let's dance.
Of course you are.
Oh. I'm like, who the heck is that crazy Wisconsinite running
what
around?
In the world is she on, and is she selling any of it? Like, hang on a minute. Don't eat the cheese sandwiches, everybody. There's bad cheese sandwiches going around.
So
jumping over to Facebook, 9797. See, when I lived in Vegas, I saw Celine 20 times. See?
Uh-huh.
See?
Yep.
See, he says his heart will go on.
I have loved seeing Celine Dion. So if you go to today's Q106 Facebook page, you'll see a little bit more of what we're talking about.
I'm the greatest singer in all of the world.
She blew me away. That was one of the concerts I went into. I'm like, I'm probably not going to have a good time. And I had a great time. Her voice is just amazing. It just blows you away.
One of my favorite, most of my interaction or knowing of Celine Dion is people making fun of her on Saturday Night Live.
Of course.
Yes. The greatest singer in all of the world.
back when we used to watch SNL all the time.
I watch it every week.
You do still?
I watch it every single week.
Who's the best? Who's really good these
Kate
years?
McKinnon. Kate McKinnon, without a doubt. They have right now probably, and I will argue this to the death, one of, if not the strongest female cast they've ever had. And I'm including the times when they had Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and Maya Rudolph and all them on there. Kate McKinnon is so, so good. She is one of the funniest people that's ever been on TV. Addie Bryant is hilarious. I love Leslie Jones, but she makes mistakes all the time. Like Jimmy Fallon, was always known for laughing in a scene.
Yes, which made everybody else laugh.
Yes, which I love. Leslie Jones flubs a word all the time, but when she's good, she's good. Cecily Strong is awesome. The cast they have right now, they do such good characters. And anytime Kate McKinnon is on, the rest of the cast, they're in trouble because she does like that. She doesn't make a mistake, but she's so funny. She cracks everybody else up. It's just so good. Yeah. Now, one thing I will say, some of the political humor I'm getting a little tired of. I love making fun of the government. Both sides. I got no beef with that. But after a little while, it's like, all right, we're beating a dead horse. Let's find something new to do.
Yeah, it seemed like that became their shtick for a little bit.
It really,
like,
really
okay,
was. And I get that. You're like that. It's hard when that's
the story.
Yes, it's the thing that dominates the news.
Yeah.
But you just, like with us, like we get up every morning and that's the big news. What happened? What did he say?
Yeah,
cancer, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
but
you got to mix it in with other stuff, though.
We can't really, you just find something else. There's other things going on to make fun of. And, that's what your job is, to be satire. It doesn't all have to be politics.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Well, that's a social experiment for you right there. on social mornings, being social.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining in the conversation today. Again, today's Q106 Facebook page is where we also chat with our listeners off air. Thank you so much to Scott, Debbie, John for
Walter,
commenting today.
Lynn was around today.
Great.
So nice crew of folks. And go out and enjoy yourself a slice of Thursday. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.